Preach That Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
This Drink Champs Motherfucking Podcast, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go! It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Drink Champs Army, excuse this quick interruption, but on behalf of the whole Drink Champs organization, I want to send our condolences to the families of Craig Mack and Lovebug Starsky, who both recently passed away. Lovebug Starsky was one of the architects and pioneers of this culture we call hip-hop, and we all stand on the foundation that him and his peers built. Craig Mack, in his own right, was a pioneer who helped Puff put Bad Boy on the map, later for Bad Boy to give us Biggie, and become a hip-hop and entertainment juggernaut. So let's have a moment of silence for Craig Mack, Lovebug Starsky, and all the fallen soldiers we have recently lost. Now let's get into episode 124, part 2 of our sit-down with Kenny Burns and Casanova. Let's go.
What's your favorite part of the game? What's your favorite part of the game?
Yo, it's the hustle, man. You know, it's like that line from Paid in Full, man. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I love the game. You know what I'm saying? It's an adrenaline rush. You know what I mean? Right. At a certain point, hustling becomes business. You know what I'm saying? Right. But when you get into it, it's the thought of, can I do it? Mm. But that's any product. Mm. And that's why I challenge the youngins, man. You can sell dope. You can sell anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can sell anything. You got motherfuckers out here, millionaires, that have no fucking formal education. Mm. None. Street motherfuckers, single parent home, no parent home, raised by their grandmother.
Let's make some noise for the resource home and special education.
That's my favorite part of the game. What's your favorite part of the game?
My favorite part of the game is proving people wrong. I feel like
he all the way Rock Nation, ain't he?
You know,
he fucking titles. He said tripping, prove people wrong.
You know, I feel like
anybody want some rich champagne?
Oh, it smells awkward, bro.
It's brutal.
I feel like because it's me. It's like I was a jail nigga. When I say jail nigga, I'm institutionalized to this day. Like even my girl would be like, nigga, you not in jail. I'd be like, nah, fuck that, because you might need me if I go back to jail.
I said your girl was rolled out, her friend was rolled out. Y'all rich over there. Let's make some noise.
Hold on. You might be institutional. No. But that love, I want to say this. That love, though, is keeping you focused, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because without that motherfucking balance, niggas like us go left.
Yeah, we
go
left.
You know what I'm talking about? Hold on to that shit, B.
But me personally, I feel like, when you proving people wrong, me, I've been a jail nigga so long, it's like everything I attacked, I did it the best. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Even with Robin, like, dudes in my hood, they was just robbing regular niggas. I said, fuck that. He might not have it on him. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rob check cashings. That's what I'm going to do.
I thought you meant allegedly.
I went to jail already for
that. Talk about that, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I went to jail for it. I started just like casing the joint. I'm like, fuck going in somebody's crib not knowing if they got it or not, or people lying, they got fake jewelry.
You went to a cash business.
I went to the check cashing spot, and I just cased the joint. You know what I'm saying? So with anything I do, whatever I did, I kind of like took it over. You know, my boy's here with me when I first came home. And, you know, I took over.
The nigga with the ice. The nigga with the ice. Yeah, you shining.
I took over that lane. And it was a lane that you had to really think. You know what I'm saying? You had to
premeditated.
You had to use computers. And motherfuckers was like, Cats, how you just came home and you did that shit? I'm like, nigga, I watched. Just like I said, I'm taking heed to everything you're saying. I'm taking heed to it because sometimes you need to know that. What you said about being selfish to make your dreams come true, I kind of felt awkward. Like, for the last 2 months, I've been like, no, I'm not doing that. If you don't want
to
fuck with this, I'm eliminating you. Like, you can't hang around me no more.
But guess what? It's proven. You prove to yourself that you could do the shit.
Yes.
So why let a motherfucker be in the way of that?
So me doing all this time, like 7 years and some change, by myself, coming home, getting right back to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first, I came home, I was selling dope in jail. They put me in isolation.
Allegedly.
No. I got caught. Thank you. Thank you. I got caught already. It's in the paperwork. Cool. But I'm selling dope in jail.
Allegedly. He said no.
They gave me passed that. Yeah. It got passed that.
As long as he passed it.
They gave me 36 months in the box and I was just so broken. Like, I was on meds. I used to be like, damn. Like, I used to be so sick, right? So, coming home, and I'm like, yo, what's up? I'm talking to my niggas, like, yo, what's up with the jokes? Like, y'all need a jokes. And niggas is like, jokes? Nigga, we ain't doing that no more. Nigga, you robbing. We ain't on that. So I'm like, you niggas is soft. What's going on here? You not robbing. Niggas like, we on this wave. I'm like, all right. Well, what's going on? So they ain't let me in. Shout out to them. They ain't let me in, right?
Anagitia!
Yeah. They was like, yeah, the Cavs might try to rob us. Yeah, you know, some of my niggas is like, yo, this nigga is just, nah.
I believe you, though.
We ain't bringing
a lot of niggas. I don't believe. I believe you.
No, you say that, too. I love
you. I ain't meet you till today.
Thank you. So now, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't robbing nobody nothing. But I'm watching and I'm listening. So niggas is working and I'm busy. I'm watching. Oh, that's how you do that? That's how you do that? That's how you do that? Word? All right, cool. So one nigga fucked up and one lady fucked up. Shout out to her. I love her like cooked food. She fucked up. And she was lazy one day. She was lazy. She was like, Cat. She was lazy. She was like, Cat, this is how you do this, this, that, and the third.
Gave you the game.
When she showed me, because she was lazy, because I was giving her my money to do what I do. She showed me. I said, oh, this shit is easy. This bitch is crazy. I called my nigga, so listen, we lit.
We on.
We ain't got no money, but watch this. From then, I took off. You know what I'm saying? I took off, like you said, before rap, nigga. All this jewelry was bought before rap. You know what I'm saying? So I say proving people wrong is where, again, I'm hanging around the right dudes, and I'm just in the studio, and I'm like, what the fuck?
I can do that
shit.
Yeah, fuck.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? I never said this before, but I'm gonna say it now. Shout out to my motherfucking Swaggy Jazzy in the building. Shout out to her. We was in the car and we were just making a freestyle. Me, Pooch, we just making a freestyle. And she was just going in. She's rap. She rap, but she don't know she rap. But she's just going. And I told her, baby, I'm using that line. She was like, I said, tell me what you said just now. I'm gonna be a rapper, cause these motherfuckers,
right?
These niggas can't fucking rap. Whatever they doing, I could do. She thought I was playing. Next week, I was a rapper. I'm in the studio, doing shit, going in, right? But when you in the studio with dudes, and shout out to just everybody, but when you in the studio with the dudes, you see how hard it is to come up with a song. See, when you hear the song already, you just be like, oh, this shit is lit. He's nice. But you don't see the process. So when I got to see the process, I'm like, shit.
It's work.
I could do that shit too. I could come up with a bar and wait, think, and then come up with the next bar. Punch me in, please. Punch me in.
Till you figure it out.
Yeah, punch me in. Hold on, let me hit a beat. I need like 20 minutes. And I learned, I said, hold on. All them years of me writing poetry in jail, I could pull this shit off. I could rhyme.
Oh, you was writing poetry in jail?
Yeah, I was writing poetry.
You got a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know when you send poems to your girl, you know what I'm saying? Skies is red and blue, you are, you know. You know, you know this shit. So you start rhyming, and after a certain amount of time, all my captions was rhyming. Like, damn, I could really pull this off. And then I just got lucky. You know, a situation occurred. Niggas tried to rob me, and I just made a song. Niggas tried to book me for my wife.
That's a real story.
Yeah, I don't really kind of spit shit that's not, you know, real.
So
remember what I told you. I said before, first is get to the money.
Right.
It's rapper. Then it's talk about what you lived. Not what you live in. I feel like these dudes try to act like they living what they rapping about is impossible.
Right.
You're not shooting nobody. Right, you didn't shoot nobody. Some people lie.
Right.
But that's just my aura. I feel like it's backwards when dudes
make
struggle.
Yeah, struggle.
Catch their bodies, tie people up, do whatever, sell drugs, become a rapper, and really want to do all that. Why would you really want to do that?
If you've been through it already.
You know, I've been
there. That's reverse hustle.
Shout out to Liv, right?
Any nigga that been through what we talking about don't want to go through it again.
No.
I don't even want to know
again, shout out to Liv. And shout out to my boys that's with me, right?
Mm.
So cool.
Liv the club.
Liv the club.
Okay.
I used to pay $30,000 to get in Liv.
Table and all that.
Table. I used to leave Liv after the $30,000 and the $5,000 rental outside with no pussy. No pussy.
That's disturbing.
Shout out to Mr. Lee.
Shout out to Philly. Big shout out to the honesty. Shout out to the headliner group out there. Big shout out to the honesty. That's a real fucking statement.
So now,
a lot of you niggas be doing that shit.
A lot of people wouldn't say
nobody wants to say that shit.
So
right?
You do all that shit. And you still don't get no pussy, nothing.
This a real nigga,
all, right?
This a real nigga be so saying that shit.
Yesterday, well, today is Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Sunday, go to Liv and just walk in.
Yeah. And they treating you like 30,000.
Mm.
And the niggas that got 30,000 is looking at me tight. And I'm just walking.
You got your girl.
I'm walking. I got 5,000 on me too. I ain't spent a dime.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It feel great. And this is the blessings what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You don't put in all that work, rap, to go back.
Right.
And this is why I say I ain't going back. I kind of like drilling in my head. Every time I drill it in my head, because I went through so much. Like, I don't even talk. I got, my mom got 10 kids and my father got 12.
Damn.
And I probably talked to one person out of my whole family.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Panamanian.
I'm Panamanian.
He's Panamanian.
You know what I'm saying?
They get busy. That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like,
both of your parents are Panamanian?
Both of them. My father is Jamaican and Panamanian.
Your father's Dominican. He said it.
Jamaican.
I hear that.
Same shit.
So now it's like, it's just real shit. And I don't want to talk too long, but I'm going back to where I said proving people wrong is because they all proved, like, they all was like,
nah.
Oh, this nigga going to jail. Like, first day out. Yo, this nigga, he's a hothead.
And how long you been out?
I've been out for 4 years.
Give it up for 4 fucking years.
Yeah. And I get on parole April 26th this year.
It's real.
And that's what I like doing. You know what I'm saying? I like doing the pulling up on somebody that thought I wasn't going to make it. And even my family members, and it feel good to be like, yeah, look, I'm lit. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm not in jail. I don't need you. I don't need a package.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? And it's a blessing. So me proving people wrong, it's just my armor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just like how you were saying, even with Son, is you could be great. You can be great.
Period.
Why set yourself up for failure?
Yeah.
Because again, like I said, in any other, you're going to have to prove it. Know what I'm saying? You're going to have to prove it. You know what I'm saying? When it's all said and done, I said I'm going to knock a nigga teed out, right? If anybody violate me, I'm going to knock your teed out.
Mm-hmm.
So if you say something,
you got to be willing to do it.
You got to be willing to do it.
Ready to
you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Cheers to that. 4 years free.
Cheers to that.
That's a motherfucking feat, my nigga. Cheers to that. Hell yeah.
Now, Kenny Byrne.
Yes, sir.
We asked you what's the best thing in a game. What's the worst thing in a game? What is something that if you had a chance to do it all over?
Let me get the light, Nori.
You would erase it. You would erase it, right?
I wouldn't erase nothing I've done because I've been a stand-up nigga from the door.
I mean, it's something that's in the game.
Yeah, but the game is you know, I can't stand life.
What made you want to quit?
I told him before you. I left the music business when Dame and Jay fell out. It wasn't worth it no more. I seen some brothers I know, you know what I'm saying, come in the game together and build a no-bullshit dynasty.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about even your transition from Puff to Dame and Jay.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm sure at that time, because you was Puff's number one guy.
Yeah.
So from you to be Puff's number one guy and you being Dane's number one guy, I'm sure there was some animosity, not only the Puff side.
No, because I made sure everybody was good. Just like when I gave Dane the movie Paid in Full, I wasn't working with him. I just happened to meet AZ and took him to some niggas that could put him on. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then...
Not put him on. Don't say that, because you know Dane will
put AZ in them on. I say it all day in the paper. Fuck that. So my point is... So my point is, though, I wanted other shit too, though. And I think that's a problem. You can't have one motherfucking hustle. I ain't letting these niggas dictate my future or how I'm going to be successful or how I'm going to feed my motherfucking family. I went and became the second black designer ever to be in Saks Fifth Avenue with Ryan Kenny. I made hip-hop grow up. I had niggas in button-ups. That was my shit.
Yeah, right. Take my ring. I'm marrying you.
No, nigga. Big brother for life.
Big brother for life.
But real talk, I accept that challenge to be your big brother. And then for nigga, anybody who need the game, because the game, I would never walk to Brooklyn for cheesecake. Right. Look, that's just not who I am.
One second. Somebody that was great told me, I ain't gonna say his name because I don't really like that motherfucker, right? Nah.
More Uncle Nero.
Listen, Nori told me, you know what's wrong with people nowadays? They don't want to help the people like them. And I caught myself. He didn't even know. I was on a chair, and I'm like, damn. You know, because me being a robber, shooter, whatever.
Yeah, why would you want to help somebody like you?
And then I'm like, I'm not bringing that nigga around me.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here.
Because it makes sense.
That nigga not coming. That nigga's robbing niggas. Watch that nigga. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to help them, but damn, who helped you? You know who gave you that shot? And that shit is so important with helping people like you.
But you made a nigga need you. Motherfucker need you for something. You know what I'm saying? These niggas will take anything from you. You let them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't have no backbone, that was my purpose of saying never walk to Brooklyn for cheesecake unless I was getting a motherfucking slice. But they respected that. It's niggas that's gonna go do whatever the fuck you say do and gonna be right back with the cheesecake. But them niggas ain't going far in life. Them niggas gonna be subservient to direction and orders.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's certain niggas that got their own. Niggas like this is a soldier, right? Jay recognized that. You know what I'm saying? Whoever put you in the motherfucking mix, recognize that. It's not a sense of what he did. Like, it's what he can do and can be.
I told all my artists, I don't want artists. I want partners. I want motherfuckers that can
help me. That's because you've been shitted on.
You know, of course.
That's because you know the game.
You know, I don't want.
You know what it is?
I don't want artists.
That's because you know the game.
You know what it is? Like what I told dudes, right? Before I was rapping, I had money, but I was the shooter, the security, the friend, the nigga you want to talk to, the nigga you want to lean on, it's cool. These niggas don't want to be the shooter. They don't want to be the security. They don't want to be nothing. You know what they want to be?
The star.
They skip. They want to skip all the.
You can't skip the motherfucking process.
You can't skip the process.
You cannot.
Give them a fucking clap for that.
You cannot.
You gotta pay your dues one way or the other.
Got to.
What is the worst thing in the game, though, that you would
worst thing is a game is the way these motherfuckers are not loyal. This is a business built on loyalty. This is a business, me telling you my man can rap over in Queensbridge. My man from Brooklyn is nice. Then spreads out across the world. You know what I'm talking about? And you can't be loyal to that. How you can't be loyal to that? And that's, like I said, why I left Rockefeller. Outside of the fact that Dame tried to, you know, one day talk to me like he talked to everybody else. And then it was almost like, what you mean you leaving? Nigga, I'm leaving, nigga. Fuck you mean? Keep my last check for that fucking chain you just bought me. You know what I'm saying? I'm out.
Just keep the chain, too.
I'm keeping the motherfucking chain. And it wasn't a Rockefeller piece. It was my son. Damon used to wear these angels.
I was about to say, nigga, what's going on with that?
I got that too. But my point is, like, at the end of the day, my nigga, like, loyalty is everything. You know what I'm saying? You can't have shit without loyalty. And loyalty ain't got nothing to do with being a sucker or being somebody's slave. Loyalty got something to do with playing your motherfucking position to get to a place where you can be a boss of your own, to be on a certain pay level.
Let me step in real quick. Again, you hear what he's saying? You don't have to like a motherfucker to be loyal to a motherfucker.
100%.
Motherfuckers don't understand that. They said, would I rather love or loyalty? I want loyalty. You know why? Because it's some niggas I do not like. I don't like the ground they walk on, but I'm loyal to
you
them.
You know how to move. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If anything happen, they know I'm going.
Right.
You don't have to like a motherfucker. That's where niggas fuck it up at and be like, yo, I don't like that nigga. I don't want him. You don't have to like him, but you have to be loyal to him, because if he in your circle or anybody that's in your circle, you have to take care of them like they're your own. Whatever they come with, you have to take that.
And I never got caught up in Dame's bullshit or Puff's bullshit or anybody's. You know
but
what I'm saying?
But you was loyal.
And I bet to this day,
do know this loyal shit.
To this day, I won't.
Right.
And after
moving on, you were still loyal.
I have to.
Right.
That's my my duty.
Right.
I can't be no motherfucking OG not giving the game. Right. I can't. Although I didn't get it.
You.
And I might not have got it from the niggas. Niggas wasn't teaching me shit.
But let me ask you something. So you was actually.
I mean, willingly. They taught me a lot by experience, but I'm talking about willingly giving me game.
I understand. But what?
It's to be so.
When,
not told,
when
that's
you
why.
Witness it, because that's arguably one of the greatest, you know, breakups in hip hop. You know
in
what I'm saying?
Ever.
And you know, us being hip hop historians, this is what this is based on. Like, how did it feel? You just witnessing? Like,
it hurt my heart.
When did you start to know that? You know, this was the first brick to the puzzle that was. You know, this might be over.
So,
in 2 or 3
so,
years.
So,
was it obvious?
What was the first thing you
noticed? So the first time, right? So when Cam and them came to the Rock.
Uh-huh.
That's when things
I want to hear what you're going to say, because this is like...
It got a little shaky when Cam and them came to the Rock. Because Cam and them was self-sufficient.
Okay.
Cam and them was moving the way they was moving. It was Dipset. They was moving the way they was moving.
Right.
And Rockefeller locked in. But they was doing what they was doing. And it was a lot of friction. You got Harlem and Brooklyn. It really comes out then. You know what I'm saying? So Jay Brooklyn crew with Jay. Harlem niggas with Dame.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Dame going on to do films. State Property 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Right.
Paying for all these things. And you can see the motherfucking separation. Not because they don't fuck with each other. But Jay had other plans.
Right.
Dame had other plans, but to see it not be cohesive, even when Dame, like Jay got that money
from
Rockefeller.
You at? Where you at in this point?
I'm president of rock music, and that's when I had Nicole, Ray, Kanye West.
Oh, remember this.
Yeah, all
Nicole,
that shit. Samantha Ronson. But my point is, like, I'm seeing this shit, and it first affected me when I couldn't put out records. No, but I couldn't put out records. So I'm like, how the fuck I can't put out records? How the fuck I can't put out this
Rockefeller? Because Jay can't sign off or
Dame? No, because Jay had to sign off. I remember playing Alan Anthony from Chris Jones' album called Oakland International.
Ooh.
This fucking album was crazy. I mean, we shot a video for 5,000, was on BET number one, all kind of shit. But Jay wasn't co-signing. And I sat in the back of his blue
and
man.
And that was
back.
The person he actually signed them, right?
But he was a part of it. I mean,
okay.
It was. But my point
okay,
is,
sorry,
I sat in his blue Maybach in front of 825 8th Avenue. He told me, I can't do nothing with it right now. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't do nothing with it? Nigga, this your label.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole nother genre of music we about to go into and really own. But that's when I knew that shit wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you see here the Ramblers and niggas.
So years later, what do you think he meant when he
I think he had bigger plans and they didn't include Dame.
Like he had already moved on, basically.
Dame was fucking up relationships.
Okay, he fucked me up.
Dame was fucking up relationships.
Oh.
Y'all seen the videos, niggas all over the fucking internet.
They made
screaming
a movie
on
and
niggas.
It seemed like it was just like what happened.
It's exactly what happened. You know what I'm saying? And they tried to make that movie to make it seem like it wasn't, but the deterioration had already started.
Hold
and
on.
That hurt me most.
Look, continue right after that. This is a blessing. I just want to thank Nori, all of y'all for having me here. Because I'm dizzy right now.
You know why I asked you?
So much knowledge right now, and I appreciate you.
You know why I asked him this, though, Cass? Because I was like the only Queens dude. Like, if you look at all their soundtracks, you look at Streets is Watching.
You was a black sheep?
No, he was the only one that was on there.
Like, I was the only Queens nigga.
On.
I don't know why they showed me love. I don't know why they was cutting me checks. But I didn't question it. You feel me? I just figured, I'm here.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like somebody saying, don't go to that project. Them niggas rob everybody. And you go there every time. And niggas, you don't want to even tell me.
I'm going to tell you why. Nigga, you a fucking real nigga. Mm-hmm. And you got more shit to offer than music.
Right.
And that's what niggas.
Come on, give them
real talk. That's why. That's why you got the number one podcast.
That's why. That's why. Right, right,
that's why.
Right,
that's why. That's why you in business.
Right, right,
2 years later on some shit you ain't start out doing because you a real motherfucker, and that transcends music. That transcends cultures. That's genres. Like you ain't in no box.
No, but let me pardon me for because what I'm gonna get back to the point. The point was, if you would have made me say, bet my last that
they would break up.
That they would break up, or bet my last that they would be together forever. I kid you not. Because they
money is a motherfucker.
Because I used to see them communicate without them communicating. Like it was, I'm talking about
it was
the
weird.
Tightest of
it
the tightest. Weird. When they were tight, I'm talking about, I ain't talking about when it was weird. I'm talking about when it was tight.
Okay.
I would see them niggas be like, shh. And I'm like, them niggas had a whole quarterback move. Like this shit was some Bill Belichick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, holy shit! This nigga Dame and Biggs and like this, and them niggas was just, they was bringing people on base. Like, on baseball, my nigga.
They were throwing game signs.
At one point, this is how tight they were.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They would look at each other, and that's how tight it was. So, if you was to tell me, like, that would happen, I would never.
It was one of the saddest days in hip hop because, you know, if you look at Puff, he the only one that kept it going. Rough Riders, you know, Collapse, Rockefeller, all the
even
greats.
Him and Andre Harrell break had a little turmoil. Him and Puff.
Nah, that was him leaving, going to do him. Andre Harrell, first of all, big shout to Andre. Give it up for Andre Harrell.
Yeah, big it up for Andre.
Without Andre Harrell, there would have been no Bad Boy. He brought the champagne to the game. You know what I'm talking about? The fly, the motherfucking R&B with the hip-hop. He brought that to the game. And it wasn't no beef. Yeah. Dre would tell you to this day if he was on his show, he let him go because he knew he was bigger than Uptown.
Right.
He was bigger than Uptown.
Right.
Puff was making moves and connecting dots that niggas in the normal music business that we was used to was making.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga was a motherfucking scientist. Like you say you was studying?
Mm-hmm.
That nigga is a fucking scientist. But guess who taught him? Dre.
Andre
you know what I'm saying? So that's a nigga that I
say
give.
Andre Harrell because you were saying Dre and the people want to think it's Dr. Dre.
That's the only nigga that taught you shit.
Us and saying, y'all niggas information shit is not
Dre
right.
Dre was the first nigga with a driver that I saw. He was the first nigga with a Basquiat. He had a whole fucking upper West Side apartment.
He was an artist himself.
He was a fucking artist himself, but learned the business and taught people that it was a lifestyle you had to sell.
Mm-hmm.
What would Puff have been without the lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
What would he have been without the lifestyle, B?
Hey, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. This motherfucker right here. No. You know what's so crazy? Again, I don't even want to talk. I just want you to talk.
Yeah, please get some champagne.
Yo. Didn't mean that.
No problem.
Look at that slow-mo.
I fucking love everything
y'all
you
got
saying.
Got
you know why? Because some people forget about the lifestyle.
Right.
The lifestyle you have to create can hinder your relationship,
100%.
Your kids, your friends, your family.
Yeah.
It hinders all of that. You know, you said 20 years. So it's like the lady that owned the record label, you gotta rub her back a little.
Yeah.
Nah, but
when you get home, it's beef.
Right.
Oh, when you around your friends, the niggas like, yo, you bugging, you doing. Nigga, you created something. It's no longer when you walk in the office, you're not gonna be Nori.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not gonna be Cass. Once you create that, you have to stick with that all the way through. Tired, sleepy,
100%.
Hurt,
100%.
Heartbroken, stress. You lose a family member, you have to keep it. We don't want to hear, because if I'm looking at an artist, I don't want to hear, yo, listen, I just took an L, but I'm in the office sad. We want to hear all of that. We want to hear your L, but keep it moving.
Yeah,
and that's how we respect you.
You
we respect people. By losses. Safari.
Yeah.
No, hold on. Before we go on Safari, I want to tell you about what you just said. You know why people fuck with you?
Yeah.
Because it's authentic.
Right.
A nigga that don't know you gonna believe you, nigga, not only because of the way you project your motherfucking words and your stories, but because when I'm meeting you right now, you saying all the shit I thought was the truth.
Yeah.
Do you know how powerful that is?
Right.
Do you understand that there's not a lot of motherfuckers that can sit here and say what the fuck they said in the last interview?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, or the day they walked out the motherfucking jail as a free man.
Right.
You saying the same shit. That's why niggas fuck with you.
Thank you.
And all these motherfuckers that's on, all of us.
Thank you.
I'm talking about the gatekeepers. Mm. Been through that.
Thank you.
And without that kind of struggle, you can't relate. But guess what squares do? They relate to real niggas. Yeah. They want to be real niggas. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I always use this analogy. 10% of the world is cool. 10% of the world is motherfucking gatekeepers. They the motherfucking lifestyle specialists. They fucking curate culture like no other. 90%, they buy the shit. They buying your shit, young nigga. Mm. You hear me? Like, you got it. I'm telling you. And don't fucking let up for these sucker-ass niggas. You ain't got to be no kind of way on the hooks. You ain't got to do none of that shit that ain't you, authentically you. You do you. Scream at a nigga. Set trip on these motherfuckers. Knock the teeth out. Fucking jump. Do all that shit.
No, but, you know,
real talk.
Unfortunately, you know, Safari went through an incident. No one here is laughing at him or judging him.
So that wasn't no April Fools?
Nah, no way, shape, form, or fashion. So that happened. Like, what does a person like you say, Cass?
I feel like this.
She was playing at first.
I gotta take off. I actually didn't laugh. I knew he wasn't playing.
Okay.
I gotta take off my glasses.
Okay.
Right. I feel like this.
He from Brooklyn.
With anybody that's getting money, you gotta feed the wolves. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Feed the wolves is the key of every rapper that's trying to go through this thing we call industry.
And you gotta break it down for these people.
Feed
what you mean by
the
that.
Wolves.
The niggas that's protecting you, the niggas that's running.
Feed
you
gotta show love.
Let me show you. I was a wolf. Mm. When I say I was a wolf because I was protecting anybody around me.
I'm shooting. Right.
I'm doing whatever the case may be. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm here for. I know what I'm here for. Right. I'm not here to rap. I'm not here to entertain.
No, you're here for what you for.
I'm
now.
Here to right. squeeze in the club, put it in my shoe. You know, I said it in one of my lyrics. I said, bouncer check my pockets, he ain't check my shoes. You know what I'm saying? Chop outside if you with your crew. That's just me. Mm-hmm. You know what? Listen, we're going to get a little joint in here. If anybody front, somebody go to the car and get it. So, long story short, I feel like Safari, and you know, we cool. I feel like Safari ain't pay the wolves. Pay the fucking wolves. You think it's something? I was a wolf. I see a wolf in my section or in my circle. I'm like, this nigga want to get paid because I don't even trust this nigga if I don't pay this nigga. Like, this nigga moving.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm going to show you how real it is. It's my man. I just posted him. My man, he right there. Right there. This
Let
is
me see
my
that
man.
Nigga.
You see him? It's my man.
What's up?
Right? Nigga, like, yo, Cass, nigga, anything moving, I'm shooting. I said, you ain't got to shoot.
But that's all niggas want. Look, killers don't want to be killers. Look, nigga, robbing niggas don't want to have to rob.
I said, you don't got to shoot. I said, yo, bro, this shit is lit. I'm living for free. Uh-huh. I'm just rapping.
But he respected you, said it.
Look. First time he came out, gun hole. I said, oh, yo, fam, you bugging. Put that gun away.
That's right.
Chill out.
That's right.
Have fun and enjoy life, yeah. Right? He was like, yeah, like he gave me a little attitude. I said, I gotta watch this thing. I don't know.
He liable.
Gotta watch this nigga, man. Yo, drop me off on 83rd Street. I'm gonna take the cab and I'm gonna go to my crib. I gotta watch this nigga. But after a while, I saw him humbling himself.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I saw him doing things that I wouldn't take myself. And when I say that, it's the same bullshit you said you go through. When I'm watching him, he by the section, and the security like, yo, this, move this way. And I'm like, I'm watching him. Again, I'm watching him. He humbled himself, because I wouldn't have took that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling him to take that, but I wouldn't have took that. So when I see him compromising,
he right though.
He learning. You know what I'm saying?
But that's your give back.
And
too,
then
man.
I'm bringing him in the house. He on the couch chilling. You know what I'm saying?
But that's your give back. He trust you.
You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say,
he trust you.
Point blank. Period. Safari gotta feed the wolves. Some people are scared of the wolves because you know what? It's not genuine. It can't be fake. You can't just be paying niggas like, here, take that, take that, take that. It gotta be genuine love. Even with you, you might have 50 wolves because you just a good dude. Dudes is gonna protect people that they know that just genuine and good. This shit can't be fake. You can pay securities all you want. They go when they get when the smoke come out, motherfuckers go like, I don't know this nigga.
That was minimum wage.
I got a fucking story. I got a story. Everybody know who Haitian Jack is, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I just had a movie. Some Universal just did a press release. I'm doing my first movie. I'm executive producer.
Yeah, I'm about to ask you about your
right. So we're doing this shit called Fight Night. Yep. It's the biggest heist in Georgia history, 1971. The backdrop was the Ali Corey fight when he was coming off the draft dodger shit. When Muhammad Ali was coming off the draft dodger shit, right? So the day the shit came out, all my niggas, Jeezy, Kevin, all my niggas calling me, yo, congratulations. And of course, they end the conversation like, yeah, I mean, everybody from Atlanta is in this motherfucking movie, right? So 2 days later, I go to CIAA, and I get this call from this 860 number, right? This motherfucker called me 13 times. From the time I left my room down the elevator, I'm going to meet my BMW client. Next thing I know, I said, let me answer this motherfucker. It must be an emergency. But it's a Dominican number.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Haitian Jack, right? And I'm like, hey, what's up, nigga? I ain't talked to you in a decade. I thought you was dead. Nah, nigga, I'm alive and well, man. I'm calling you because about this problem you and Dallas Austin got. I said, OG, you calling me about another nigga? You know what I'm saying? He's like, no. He just said that, you know, the movie shit, because I heard about the script 15 years ago from Dallas Austin, right? So when I moved to L.A. to launch Revolt, I took all the ideas I ever heard of, and I wanted to do film and television because I'm fucking launching Revolt TV, right? So the shit ain't, it laid dormant for like 4 years, but then it came an opportunity. I'm in first class with Will Pack. I said, yo, I got this motherfucking movie. I'm telling you, this will take you and your shit to the whole next, you know what I mean? This could be your Harlem Nights. If you don't know what Harlem Nights is, Harlem Nights was the movie with Richard Pryor.
Hey,
I'm like, this could be your shit. So long story short, I get this call. I'm like, huh? Why you calling me for this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, I know Jack. I was the young nigga, like he said, that all the wolves protected and loved because I was just a good nigga. I wasn't doing plays for no money, nigga. You needed to be fucking connected. I'm connecting you because I believe that you better than what's going on. You know what I'm talking about? That's me. And so I'm having this conversation. I couldn't believe that this man had. So my point is to what you're saying, you gotta motherfucking put people around you, no matter what the circumstances are, that you feel comfortable with. I felt comfortable around that nigga. And that call turned into him talking about his documentary, not what the nigga called him about, because I got the respect. You know what I'm talking about? So what he's saying is true, and you can't be looking down on a motherfucker because of their past. Good niggas do dumb shit. Good niggas do shit and fuck up and need some
good
guidance.
Good niggas do shit sometimes that they have to
do. And him showing his man love showed him the irony of it all. Nigga, look, I did 7 years, nigga. I did all the dumb shit you talking about doing. Look at this shit around you. This shit ain't got nothing to do with pistols and fucking gangster shit. It's bitches, it's weed, it's fucking liquor. We having a great time. And he thought about that shit. That nigga over there thought about, okay, cool. I can play my position and I can work my D-Rock, nigga. D-Rock took the motherfucking case for Big. Cause he believed D-Rock will never have to do nothing stressful with his entire life because of that motherfucking one instance. You understand what I'm saying? So I believe in that. And that's why I'm telling you, stay true to that and teach niggas that don't know no better. Cause niggas, we ain't know no better. Until a motherfucker brought me to an apartment on motherfucking West 83rd Street and had the whole fucking top floor with Basquiat's and drivers and shit and taught me about art. And you ain't gotta be in the street and you can do things. So it only take one motherfucker to change your life. One.
Give him.
One. One.
Yo, Haz, hold up a second. Let's get on our sophisticated thug tip right now. We got these wine bottles. Shout out to First Leaf, of course. First Leaf is the only online wine club that uses your reviews to make personalized wine selections matched to your taste. It's the only wine club tailored to you. The more wine you taste and rate, the better they customize your box based on the wines you like. Introductory 3-pack of wine, just $5 a bottle, man. You can't get that nowhere else. That's I'm telling you, that's a crazy deal right there. Get started with an introductory pack of wines that usually go for $20 a piece. You'll get them for just $5 each. I'm on my second case that I got. Me and my lady are loving these wines. I mean, I'm just like they. It's like they thinking for us. They know what our flavor palette is and all that. You know, and it's funny because Nori the same thing. Like he's been on wine, and he's been telling me for a minute now to get on this wine tip. So he's really loving it. And when it comes to buying wine, most of our choices are made out of habit. We don't remember how we found our favorites. We just know that when we're at the checkout, those same brands and bottles are in our carts week after week. And I mean, that goes for everything. I mean, for me, like I'm a rum drinker. Automatically, I'm putting Bacardi in my cart. Now I'm on this beer tip. Modelo's automatically in there. Aguardiente, of course, Colombian White's automatically there. First Leaf is a new online wine club that's putting a stop to boring wine buying. First Leaf makes tasting and rating great new wines an exciting event. I started by answering 3 quick questions about my wine drinking preferences. Their experts are constantly exploring new wines for me to taste and rate. First Leaf created an introductory 3-pack of wine for me based on my flavor profile. And with First Leaf's introductory pack, you'll get all 3 for just $5 each. Normally, these bottles of wine go for $20 a piece, if not more. When my bottles arrived, I tasted and then rated them online. First Leaf took those ratings and then selected new wines for me that were based on my taste. And with First Leaf, you never have to worry about spending money on a bad bottle of wine. They guarantee you'll love the wine you buy, or they'll give you your money back. It's just that simple. So try First Leaf Club today, where buying great wine is really simple. Doesn't get any more simple than this. To get your 3-pack of introductory wine for only $15, go to tryfirstleaf.com/champs. That's 3 wines for only $15 on your first order at tryfirstleaf.com/champs. That's tryfirstleaf.com/champs. That's tryfirstleaf.com/champs.
So Cavs,
I love this shit.
I
love it too.
Damn.
I love it too.
Damn, we drinking?
I would be like a bad reporter,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote, if I don't ask this,
mm-hmm.
or if I don't give a suggestion.
Yeah,
that nigga put his Barbara Walters.
Me
on.
As me as the like the
60 minutes. He brought it back to the center.
No, because you know why? Me as you know, quote unquote, being a legend or OG or whatever.
Ain't no quote unquote.
You all that, nigga.
Right, but you know
you're a legend. You're a motherfucking OG still.
Is there a way we could put the drama behind, even though I know that y'all both publicly say that there is no drama?
Mm.
No, until recently, I seen him do a Breakfast Club interview where he actually, he did say there was.
You talking about Troy Ave?
No. Who? No. We talking about.
Fuck Troy Ave.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yes, sir.
Damn, wasn't ready for that one.
He a rat.
All right.
He a rat.
Who are you talking about?
Fuck that. Before he finished, okay. And this is what I'm trying to tell you about motherfuckers that do what they do, rap, and then go back.
Mm. Can't be both.
So now, even with Troy Ave, he wasn't doing what the fuck he was doing anyway. You create a fasana.
Character.
A character, like how you said. You a dope boy. Oh, powder whipper. Powder. That's his little ad-lib. Powder. But then you saying middle finger from the stand. I don't give a fuck about nobody but my fam. Cool. We got family. Right. We have significant others that we love, right? Every time I go out, I'm with my girl. If I'm not with her, I'm out of state, whatever it can be. Before it go down, it's kind of like a little speech every time. It's like, baby, go to the car, go here.
Right.
And it, like how you said with the hand signs, it's like that with me and my girl. Right. It's like, you know what I'm saying? So, when I say that to say this. When you create that character, like you built like that, I'm not telling you to not be built like that, but I'm telling you, hold it down. Don't fuck us up, because now we confused. Because the confusion coming when it's like, powder, then it's like, Nigga, fuck the streets. The streets ain't showed me no love. You dumb motherfucker. If you was really putting that work in, you would've knew the streets don't love you. You know what I'm saying? The real niggas know the streets don't love them. You know why? Because they went through the struggle before rap.
So it's the understanding.
We went through that before rap. Even you saying you're not a street nigga, but when you around all the street niggas, you be like, damn, that nigga mama ain't helping that nigga. I gotta send him money while he ain't ask his mom. What happened to Shorty he had at the club with him? Shorty was bad. She not gonna send the money for him? So you understand that before rap. Oh, now you notice the streets don't love you. Now you saying middle finger from the stand. I don't give a fuck about nobody from but my fam. But guess what? I feel like that now. So instead of you provoking me to do something that's gonna make me leave my daughter that know what's going on around the joint, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't there to see my daughter born. My baby moms cried. Baby shower, I'm on the phone, on a 15-minute call. When you on a 15-minute call and the conversation don't end, when I'm like, yo, who had the baby shower? Yo, my niggas pulled up. Yo, my mom there. And she like, nah, your mom, none of your family here, but your friends here. And you like, none of them? Not my mom, not my father, not nobody, nobody there? And she like, no, nobody here, but your friends is here. Like, but no, none of my family there, though? My sister, my brother, nobody not there? And she like, no, they not there, baby. But she not trying to stress you out because she know you ready to TSO the whole jail. You ready to punch somebody in the face. And it's 10:30 and the phone is on 4. You got 1 second. And you like, yo, baby, I love you. Yo, nobody there, though, right? Cool. And you got to sleep with that at night.
To the next call.
You got to sleep with that until 7 in the morning. 8 in the morning, it's a different kind of drive. You know what I'm saying? It's a different kind of drive. And with all my niggas, I be telling them, yo, listen, stay sucker free, cause this shit'll fuck you up. You create an image. I don't need to create an image. You know why?
Because I did that.
I'm trying to create a different image. You know how long it took me to be around people that possess wealth? Like, just around regular niggas, street niggas, not industry niggas, not niggas with millions, just niggas with enough money to make shit happen. It took me a long time. I had to get all the jewels. I had to get the condo, the cars, the foreign, to niggas be like, nah, maybe he ain't gonna get us. He chilling. He good. He got the same shit.
He one of us.
You know what I'm saying? I went and got the white gold sky dweller to prove a point. Because it was like, the nigga was like, it's only one nigga. I saw some Instagram shit one day. I'm just chilling.
Wait, white gold, what is that? That's 40?
No, it was somebody. It was somebody in Brooklyn. 40. A street nigga.
40.
40 got one of.
No, 40. Nah.
40. Oh, yeah. Nah, hell no.
What's white gold?
I bought it from Rolly. That shit about 62. Don't down my shit. The sky dweller? Yeah, the sky dweller. Don't down my shit.
I thought the gold one is
40.
44.
Yeah,
it's like 44.
44.
The gold one.
Nah, no. I paid.
Yeah, the ice.
Oh, matter of fact, you right.
Yeah, it's 44.
And you right. I'm sorry.
It's 44.
Because I didn't get that one. I got the Prezi from Rolly.
Yeah.
I got it from Dave Bling.
Oh, okay.
And he taxed me. I paid like 51. He taxed me. Thank you for that. After this shit, I'm going to call him.
No, real talk.
But real nigga shit. It's just like, I feel like, even with Troy, I feel like it don't matter if you telling her none of that. That don't got nothing to do with me. My thing is, don't mislead the people. Don't say the streets ain't for nobody. Once you cross that gun line, you in there, you suited up, you got your vest on, you got your headgear, you got everything. This shit ain't for nobody. It been not for nobody. Don't say powder like you a drug dealer, like you in the streets, and then when it get hot, you saying this shit ain't for me. This
nigga,
you can't quit. Right. That's what I'm trying to say. It's no game over. You can't drop the controller. You gotta play this game until it finishes. And that's what niggas is doing now. Niggas is misleading the people. It don't matter how much I punch you in your face, knock your teeth out, or motherfucking don't run, or whatever. I say all the time, every interview, this shit is not the life. The street life is not the life. It's no ending. That's why we see the rappers, we see whoever's successful, and we be like, yo, I want to be like them. Big Meech said it in his book. I read that shit about 80 motherfucking times. Mm. He has so much money, but he's like, yo, I need to clean this shit up. I can't even buy a fucking... buy jewelry without worrying about the police. All that shit, you can have all the money in the world, but you need some legitimacy. You need it. 100%. You need it. I don't give a fuck how much money you have. You get tired of putting the car in your bitch name or a bitch you don't even know name because your mama don't want to put it in her name. Right. You know what I'm saying?
You can't really move.
Nigga.
You can't move.
Nigga. You say you getting a race.
Damn.
They not coming for me. Like, I deal with a Panamanian mall. Right. My mom telling me off the joint.
She don't want to go to Panama.
Are you crazy? That's what, are you crazy? You trying to send me to jail? No way. You know what I'm saying? So when you dealing with that and you get out of that, you cherish this shit so much. So, because what the street niggas do it for? We do it for this.
Okay.
Do
okay.
it for the clothes. Yep. We do it for the hoes.
Right.
We do it for the cars, the cribs, everything. The respect. So now, when you're a rapper.
Do we take a Tiger Bone shot?
Look,
like,
When you're a rapper, you get all that shit for free. You get the endorsement.
This nigga said that shit 800 times. You are living life for a living, young
You nigga. Living life. How I'm gonna let a nigga take that from me? You know what I'm saying? I'm telling niggas
so
right
with
now.
That being said, hold on. With that being said, me being an OG, quote unquote, legend, whatever.
Give me a light before
all
you
of that. Right?
Me saying that the people that's in control of my city right now.
That's that Cuban I bought you. Where you Cuban at? Where you Cuban at? You ain't smoking your Cuban and you Cuban.
Hold on. Stop that.
It's two niggas.
You got in on that Cuban? Let me see the name of that shit.
No, he is the one brought him. He brought him.
He got in. I ain't bring shit. I'm on all y'all niggas. I'm on peace. I'm on 5%.
That's massive. You got a new deal.
Give him Phillies. Listen, Cass. Give him Phillies. As an OG, right? I guess I have to actually ask this question, right? And as two people who's, I have to look at the young generation and I have to, you know, sit there and I gotta watch y'all do what y'all think because it's y'all time. My time has came and went. I will still make music. I will still, but I'm gonna stay in my motherfucking lane.
100%.
I ain't gonna be, you know what I mean, bobbing and swinging. I ain't doing that other shit. What they doing now? So as that person, they gotta look at y'all and say, damn, they got the flag. What would it take for Cass and Tekashi to maybe even squash the beef, but maybe for y'all to live cordial?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
We living cordially.
Mm.
Maybe because you in Miami, you're not in New York.
Yeah.
But
I got binoculars.
We living cordially. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because, again, my life is so precious to me now.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, we got families. So when my daughter do stuff like musically videos, and I'm creeping on her musically on a fake page, and I see her doing that dance. And you thinking, I always put myself in everybody's shoes. Like how he's talking to me, I put myself in his shoes. I just like kind of do that. That's the thing that I do. I put myself in everybody's shoes. Around me, a friend, an enemy, everything. I put myself in everybody's shoes. When I put myself in her shoes, And I thought about my visits, like jail visits, you know, shackled up from the box, upstate box when you come in, shackled up. And I think to myself, do I want to understand what is musically and her doing that dance from behind bars?
Oh, goddamn.
It gives me, like, strength to be like...
You growing up, nigga.
But where did even the misunderstanding even start?
The misunderstanding is the misunderstanding is when
because
you,
in our
he
eyes,
went under my page.
Our eyes, we looking at two young Brooklyn dudes coming up, and we would love for y'all to get along, right? Like, this is what I'm saying. Just people,
hip hop in general,
outside looking in.
Yeah, hip hop.
See, you're both from New York. You're both from Brooklyn. You both hot. We figuring most people say you can coexist.
The coexisting is there. He's existing, I'm existing.
Yeah.
My thing is, again, it's like, it's internet shit. When I say internet shit, this is what I said on my interview. Yeah. And this is real shit. It's just, every nigga that I beef with is no longer here. And this is not like I murdered them or whatever. Yeah. Somebody took them out off a default, however it is. Mm-hmm. Right. It just catches up. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you got so much beef, I used to beef with niggas that had a lot of beef. That motherfucker was just real niggas. You know what I'm saying? Right. And somebody did the job for me, and I was just happy. Like, shit. Whew. I ain't got to worry about that nigga no more. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. But when you're dealing with real nigga shit, it's like, I don't have no beef. Because if I had real beef, I can't concentrate. I'm scared. Like, I say it all the time. I'm a skivvy nigga. Nigga said, Kaz a hoolie. No, I was scared. In jail, when niggas be like, yo, listen, what's your pen number? I'm scared. Oh, shit. Pop, 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 pop. I'm popping. Call the TSO squad. Nigga, I'm out of here. I'm popping until the fucking squad come and escort me out of this shit, because I'm not leaving this shit without beating this nigga ass. ASAP Rocky will tell you, just like he said, nigga, he came in, I told the nigga, I said, yo, I'm about to take this crib. I'm gonna take this shit over. I'm watching, I'm seeing who run the shit. Nigga, bust a nigga right upside the head with the motherfucking, what's that, the knob. Remember the knob you used to get to turn the windows in jail, the metal joint?
Oh, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. I'm busting you up. I already know what's going on in my head. I'm not gangster, but you will not play me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So at the end of the day, I don't think it's no beef, because I would have been hunting for him. I would have been hunting. I would have been on his body. But he a little kid. You got to understand. When I understood after his Breakfast Club interview is he working. He's working. However a motherfucker choose to work, a motherfucker is working. You know, it gets you mad. You be like, yo, what the fuck is he doing? You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker. But he working. You got to understand that. He's working. He might be working a different way we know how. But all these fucking little niggas is fucking doing dumb shit. And you be like, I would never do that.
Right.
They selling more than me.
Right.
They selling more than you.
Right.
So like, shit, just because I don't want to get down with it, I kind of understand like, shit, he's selling. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck is going on, but it ain't no beef. It ain't no beef. I don't got no beef. Anybody I got beef with, I'm handling. It don't mean I'm doing nothing bad to them, but I'm gonna step to the plate and I'm gonna put that work in. I'm gonna knock a teeth out. Guarantee that. I could fight. I'm knocking a teeth out. And motherfuckers be thinking, because whatever the case may be, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about none of that. I'm in my own realm. When you in your own lane and you just thinking of the prize, nothing can interfere with that. Because like I said, nigga got 5 records, whatever he said, on the Billboard. You know how much I wish I had one record on the Billboard? Street nigga, Billboard, so I could talk my shit. I can't talk my shit. When you can't talk your shit, you gotta chill. You gotta chill. That's it. He talking his shit. I gotta chill. Can he beat me in the fight? No.
No. I think he know that. No, you know but what I'm saying? I think what he's
can
saying
he
is
beat
true
me
though.
In the fight? No.
He can't say shit. You know, nigga got 5 songs on Billboard.
Do he wanna go to jail with me? No. You know what I'm saying?
You're not going back.
No, but I'm just trying
give
to
give it up for not going back.
I'm not going back. But let it be known, I still pay my dues. I feed the wolves. I send my $100 out every week to all the niggas in jail, all the apes in jail. Mm-hmm. I send my shit out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So again, do you want to be for me in jail? No. I control the jail still. I'm that nigga in jail. So when I go to jail, you know, I still call Drink Champs up. I still hit you up like, yo, what's going on? I need that jacket. You got that jacket for me? I can still do that. But my thing is, do I want to do that? No. So again, you can't let, again, shout out to Tax Stone.
I was about to say that. Man.
Shout out to
one
Tax
of the
Stone.
King of podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Tax Stone. We miss you
out
here.
Tax Stone told me something that was really a key to my fucking freedom. He said, yo, Kaz, don't let nobody do to you what I was doing to them.
I said, trolling.
I said, what the fuck you talking
what
about?
What you mean, nigga? Yeah. What you said.
Tax was a gangster troll. Tax will wake up and see something and just go in on it.
And pull it out of you too.
I'm just talking about some random shit and he'll just wake up and be like, nigga, fuck that nigga. That nigga pussy. You ain't see that nigga ain't hit that nigga that hard. I'm like, yo, but he hit him.
Right.
Fuck him. He don't have no problem with him. No problem. Tax will be like, I ain't got no beef with that nigga. That nigga swung real soft. That shit wasn't really hard. Yeah. And when he telling me that, because I love Tax so much, shout out to Tax again. I love Tax so much that whatever he say, I listen to. And he told me, Kaz, I'm in jail. I'm banking on you. He say, yo, the way this shit set up, I'm gonna come home when they got AIDS patients for kids. So I started thinking about it. AIDS patient with kids. I'm like, shit, if you get born with AIDS, then you gotta get dealt with something. Like, damn, they ain't doing that shit yet. They might do that shit 2040. When he said that, it hurt me because whatever is around them, again, and this is what I'm trying to tell you with sucker niggas. What sucker niggas is, they need a way out. If it's true, if it's not true, if it's anything about them, they need a way out. They need Sammy the Bull, sucker. He did a million crimes. He might have did the crime that motherfuckers was charged for, but he just telling on anything. I'm telling a nigga, this DeLeon right here, nigga. This nigga brought that shit
in. He needed a reason to tell.
You didn't bring that there. You didn't bring that there at all, but you gonna tell. Because you're not built like that. And again, to all the rappers, to all the young kids that's out there, once you be successful, know your worth. You worth more than a jail cell. You don't have to be gangster. You don't have to be a hooligan. You don't have to be nothing. Because it's motherfucking Big Sean's and motherfucking
Drake's,
whoever that's fucking in they lane,
yeah.
And they great, and they just successful. You don't have to sell your soul to be something you're not.
Exactly, yeah.
Because when you're something you're not, you gotta really back that up. Do you wanna back that up? Do you wanna go to jail? Do you wanna go to jail? It's just like anybody. I think about jail so much. I think about jail during sex. That's what's the fucked up. Yo, during sex.
God damn it.
Commercial break.
Yo,
commercial break. That's
during
a tiger
bone
by itself.
Yo, I swear to God. Yo, Nori, during sex, I'm thinking about, yo, this might be the last pussy I get. Like you thinking like,
damn.
Yo, like, because.
Only one drink.
Drink your drink. No, it just.
That makes sense.
Jail really fucks up your whole movement. It fucks up your whole movement. When you hear certain stuff, when you see certain stuff, you just be like, yo, niggas wouldn't do that in jail. Yo, pick up your pants, homie. Like you say certain shit that niggas in the street be like,
what?
Yeah,
right.
Niggas be like, yo, pick up your pants, nigga. Yo, that's some shit that Niggas want to get fucked in jail. Niggas do that, and niggas be like, "Why are you saying that?" Like, we sagging. This is shit we do in the street. But me, I'm picking up my pants. I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?" And you move in a certain way. And again, just not to talk too much. It's just like I feel
this
like
is the time to talk to
everybody.
Talk as much as you want, motherfucker.
That's rapping should understand. The image you create is the image you're going to have to deal with.
No. KRS-One, let me just stop you for a second. KRS-One said this in the 80s. He said, watch what you say because you attract it.
Yep.
So no matter what you say, if you're going to claim you a Crip, the Crip is going to come out to see you. If you're going to claim you drinking French fucking wine and champagne, Cuvée and all this shit. Those people who likes that is gonna
words
come out to see.
Words are powerful, like my mom said.
Very.
They're gonna come out to see.
Be careful what you throw in the air.
Whatever you say, your
topic of discussion is gonna be different, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's gonna be different when you amass a certain amount of success, when you travel the world, when you experience.
My conversation will be different after I talk to you.
Yeah.
So what's next for Kenny?
You gonna be married, nigga?
What's next for Kenny Burns?
It's coming early.
Let me get a light.
What you said now?
What's next for Kenny Burns?
So, and this is one you allow.
She like you.
Oh.
Give me my gun. Give my gun.
It's all love with me. Real talk. But what's next for me is family business, man. You know, the one thing.
We got the movie. Got the whiskey out.
But family business. My son, 13, started a clothing line called BRNS.
God damn.
Called Be Real, Never Sell Out.
Look, it touched my heart again.
No, real talk.
No, this is what I explain to my niggas. It's just like once you're lit and once you are rich or wealthy or however you want to, or once you see the vision, your kids is good, your grandkids.
You gotta make it generational. But that's what we gonna do that our parents didn't do for us.
That's
the point. And that's my goal.
For EFN, we finally realizing his dick work.
Hey. God bless you.
You got some pussy?
You got some pussy? You got a baby on the way.
Girl, we got a baby.
You got girl.
And this is what he's realizing being
I'm
home.
Going to his baby shower. I still am not sure. If
I ain't bringing
real
shit but condoms, nigga.
No, but having a child is the most selfless thing you can
absolutely
do.
Yeah.
And that's why the thing you asking me, it's about family because I made it through all the shootouts and the dumb shit and the track. You know, I made it through it. And to be here at 45.
Yeah, I heard you speaking about Wolf and all that.
Every legendary gangster you heard of, you know what I'm saying, the last 2 decades was my homies.
Right.
Looked out for me, you know what I'm saying? Right. And even going back to
Puff,
it's like, you have to.
Right.
Because this game don't exist without them. It's too much moving around in uncomfortable spaces for you not to be comfortable.
Mm.
You gotta be comfortable. You can't motherfucking project your art and motherfucking put your special. No, but I'm saying you can't.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. But you can't be who you were meant to be. You can't get what you came for without honoring everybody along the way.
Shout out to my apes.
Yeah, real talk. But so that's what's next to me. Family business.
It's a crazy thing. A lot of people think it's like your payouts. But what you can do is you just put somebody in position.
That's all they want.
I mean, he was saying that. He's not saying necessarily it's
that's
about
what he
bread.
Did.
It's showing love in different ways.
That's what he's doing for his niggas. The niggas,
you have to. My thing is, I talk a lot. So when you paint a picture, when you paint a picture, some people don't see it.
Right.
Some people not gonna be there, and that's the people you prove wrong. You know what I'm saying? When I said I was rapping, a lot of people didn't believe me. Like it was like, phew. You know what I'm saying? It's certain people I ran into the club. Yeah, I remember I was in LA, so my song was like 4 weeks old.
This is they try to book you for their watch.
No, this is that was before when I was a hoolie.
What's up?
Don't run. Okay. And everybody getting shot. I'm shooting up the plate.
That's the same shit, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Book you for a watch and don't run is not the same record?
No, yeah, it's the same shit.
Okay.
But I'm talking about this is where I was just getting on and my man's just like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, nigga, fuck that. I'm sending the DJ 2 bottles, I'm ordering 10. As soon as that nigga opened that shit, I'm on his ass. As soon as he opened the shit, I'm in LA. I'm like, yo,
open
yo,
the bottle, because that's like putting that's the to your bed.
You're in.
Yeah.
You're in.
As soon as, he opened
soon as you smoke
it,
I'm like, the bogey, you
yo,
in.
Yo, that's
you
my record.
Me.
I'm like, yo, yo, play my record.
I understand
this
logic.
I had the flash drive. I put it in. Flash, I go, yeah, that's me. Don't run. Yeah, put it on. He like, yo, it's everybody in the building. I don't, at the time, I think Meek was there.
You had to have that record on.
Play my shit.
Mr. Lee.
I performed
Free Meek Mill, by the way.
Free Meek Mill. I performed in L.A. like a nobody, but everybody thought I was somebody. You know what I'm saying? And that's my, like, my shit. Like, I feel like I could do anything. And, you know, like we was talking in Soul House, I snuck on a powerhouse stage with no mic, no nothing. Like, the mic was off, and I told the DJ, he said, yo, I'm about to play your song. I said, oh, you about to play my song? All right, cool, play it in 10 minutes. He didn't know. Shout out to DJ Will. He didn't know. He put that song on, and I snuck backstage. I rushed on the stage, grabbed the mic, and performed with no sound. Everybody in Brooklyn at the Barclay thought I was performing. They was like, boom, boom, boom. And I didn't know I was suspended off of Power 105.
A legend was born. A legend was born. Future legend was born.
So, like, when you want it, just want it. Like he said, you got to be selfish. Nobody can get in the way of your dreams. Your baby mothers, your fucking mother, whoever, because they can't see it yet. They can't see why you going so hard for what you believe in until it's formed, until they see the house, until they see the cars, until they be
that.
Like, yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is what you was talking about.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's like, you know, a plug. When you like your plug, yo, I got this shit for 20. And they get like, a brick for 20? Yeah. Nigga be like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. So you come and be like, yo, we are lit. And you looking at all the bricks and you're like, yo, we lit. And it's like, yo, I'm sorry, man. You like, oh, you didn't believe me? You out of here. Move. You out of here. You didn't believe me. I thought you believed me. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, long story short, what you saying, back to what you saying, I don't have no beef with nobody. I don't have no beef with
good.
No
New York,
artists.
We need to squash all our beefs.
Yeah,
so listen,
no
this is
no
on the strip
artists.
Of New York.
New York, first of all, is a motherfucking mecca. If you disrespecting the whole city, you know what I'm saying, how can y'all grow?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And this fucking fake internet beef for likes and all that shit, man, that shit got to cease, man.
Yeah, that's very true.
That no, that's what they, listen, you
French,
can't really.
The light game is fucking
missing.
You can't,
man.
You can't, I feel like you can't cease it because this is how these niggas getting rich.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah,
you can't see.
They're benefiting
it.
Off of it. So
yo,
yeah, but I don't
can't.
Want nobody to die. I
no,
lost too many legends because of the bullshit. And a nigga like this having gone through what he
yo,
been through
you ready?
And to say what
he's
saying.
You ready for it?
They can get over
you ready?
It. Too. Yeah.
Somebody got to die. If I go, you got to go. Somebody got to die. Let the gunshots blow. Somebody, shit got to happen. Shit got to happen. And again, go through what you go through. That's why I ain't never been in no jail preaching to be safe. Because
you gotta come
somebody
to
got to die.
But he,
something
you gotta come.
Has to happen in order for people like us to be like, I told you so.
Nah, we already did that.
Oh,
yeah, but this is why I did this.
And
you're my new project.
We've been through
Cass.
That. We've been through that.
You gotta come to
generationally.
I'm gonna show you.
Your generation.
Yeah.
My generation.
Y'all invited
he's absolutely
to the
right, though. He's
right.
That's
how y'all fucked up, man.
He's fucked up, but
y'all gotta come
right.
To the house. I'm gonna show him some shit.
He's right.
First of all, he's on the mend. The nigga's on the healing. He's in the middle of the healing process.
Right.
He's 4 years out. He spent 7. So give him another 3 years. I promise you, he gonna be what he's meant to be. I promise you. Sis, when y'all come to Atlanta, come over to the house. Jessica
I ain't
Burns gonna cook. No, y'all
my,
coming?
I'm bringing my side joint.
No. Bring her.
Now we're not going side of
the because guess what? Your topic's about
to
change.
Look, this is what I'm talking about. Look, you gotta really look at it though, cause you ain't seen Nori face. I just saw it through the side eye. Nigga like side joint. This nigga crazy. This nigga crazy.
That's a fact.
Look, are you can't hang around here. Look,
3 years.
This shit is recording.
3 years. 3 years. Watch what I tell
definitely.
You.
Look,
it's a whole
look,
other conversation.
The crazy shit is with Nori. I was like, he was like, yo, you brought your girl here, right? First he was like, yo, you didn't bring your girl. I was like, yeah, I ain't bring her because I thought it was some nigga shit, right? He's like, nah, we got our girls here. Me, Fat Joe, I got my girl. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm gonna bring her next time. I bring my girl. He ain't with a girl. I said, you made me bring my girl, and you ain't got your girl. What the fuck is going on?
Well, I said, tell story.
I said, right. Baby, sit your ass over there. Sit your ass over there.
You not coming over there. I said, it's 2018, Cass. You got my phone number. You're going to stay. I would have made him pull up. Yeah. I would have made him wait somewhere else.
He don't play. He don't play about his girl. And the shit that, again...
Cause you know why, Cass, I'm gonna be honest. Go ahead. Cause you Panamanian, but you be like fake Latino. Mm. Let me just tell you something. I'm gonna be honest. You're gonna start embracing your
you
Latino.
Speak Spanish? You speak Spanish?
That listen, in my mind, he speaks full Spanish.
Teeth is the only Spanish he gets.
Speak fluent Spanish. Listen.
I'm gonna be honest, Cass. This is what you gotta do. This is what you gotta do. You gotta have one Panamanian dirty nigga with you, right?
So, like his version of Panamanian stick man.
Oh, you Panamanian? He clean. No.
He a dirty nigga.
He had a watch on.
He
got
changed
to no watch. I'm watching.
He got the piece.
Yo, he speaks
Spanish. He got the piece, yes!
Give me Spanish.
He got the piece.
You know,
he got the piece.
You know, right now, watch Panamanian is like a little bit Jamaican Spanish.
No,
I'm gonna be honest. The Panamanians and Jamaicans.
They speak some Patois. Spanish.
The Jamaicans are the Spanish people. Okay, so you already got them. But I'm not gonna lie.
Niggas is really dope shit today, baby.
You don't look, but you gotta have one of them
he
guys.
He got the peas. The peas don't count. You know the peas get everything.
The swipe peas?
Yes!
Oh,
let's
make some noise
the
for the peas of the swipe. Let me just tell you something, in case you don't
shout
know.
Shout out to Colón.
Let me just tell you something, Cass, in case you don't know. Panama, reggaeton is actually the birthplace. The birthplace, can you pass me that?
It's Panama.
It's
the birthplace of your name.
It's the birthplace of my name. It's the birthplace of Panama Canal is the first record I've ever recorded in my life.
It was called Panama Canal?
It's called Panama Canal.
Dope.
Were you going as Noriega?
Yes.
Okay.
Dope.
So that was like 360. So I just want to, you know, sit here and thank, you know, Kenny Burns. I feel like this is the drop right here. We can
do
a sit down.
Drop right now.
We can do a sit down, man. You ready?
The first sit down drop.
Listen.
2 year anniversary.
We wanted to do a 2 year anniversary special edition. So we brought the OG curator with the young guard of the new generation.
Thank you.
And we put them together and we made a motherfucking Panama Canal edition.
That's right. We drinking whiskey in this motherfucker.
Baby. I'm embracing y'all. I'm giving y'all a shot to change your life around.
Because
of Nori. Nori sat down with me. He didn't know how much it meant to me. Because I remember when I was the black sheep of everything. Family, friends. And I got in the game. Now when I see too much hoolies, I'll be like, nah, don't let that nigga around me. But I'm letting you know, courtesy of Nori, thank Nori, not me. If y'all want a deal, come. I'ma give y'all a shot. If y'all fuck it up, y'all getting shot.
Hey, it's my same model, man. Nothing's changing.
You already know.
Come on, we right here. Come on, eat. Come on here. Because we don't got this shit. We ready? We'll do another drop. Hey, but stop that, though. Stop that.
Nah, we vibe.
You have been listening to the Drink Champs podcast. Drink Champs is a weekly podcast created by DJ EFN and NORE and is produced by DJ EFN and NORE. Sound engineered by Hazardous Sounds. You can also watch us on Revolt TV every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, as well as online 6 days following the TV premiere of an episode. Schedule may vary depending on special releases or off weeks. For everything Drink Champs, including Drink Champs merch, powered by 89 Clothing, log on to drinkchamps.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Drink Champs. Follow DJ EFN at Who's Crazy on Instagram, at DJ EFN on Facebook and Twitter, and follow Nori at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter and Facebook. Look out for new podcasts coming out under our podcast network. Also, be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes and everywhere else our podcast is available. We also post audio on SoundCloud and YouTube, so search us, find us, subscribe, like, and comment there as well. Thank you to our Drink Champs Army for continued support, and if you are new to the Army, thanks for joining the family.